Hi, everyone, and welcome to Parker Podcast, where you can take a deep dive into Parker curriculum and programming and meet members from our community. Today, we are going to talk with Assistant Head of Lower School, Heather Gray, and Head of Lower School, Dr. Bob Gillingham, who are going to guide us through our junior kindergarten through grade 5 program here at Parker. So welcome, and thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
So before we get started, because we have a lot to talk about today, I was hoping that both of you could take some time to introduce yourselves to our listeners and kind of how you came to Parker.
Sure. Heather, why don't you?
Sure. So my name is Heather Gray, and I have been at Parker. This is my 20th year, and I came as a fifth grade teacher and taught fifth grade for 11 years and then moved into a math specialist position when we adopted Singapore Math, and that was fantastic. And then I moved into a curriculum coordinator role. And now then I've absorbed all of that, and now I'm doing the assistant head of lower school with Bob.
Yeah, so I came to Parker actually in 1973 as a school bus driver. I drove for 5 years, left Parker for a couple of years to teach in the La Mesa Spring Valley School District, including a year as a camp teacher in the mountains. And then came back to Parker as a fifth grade teacher for 7 years. I moved to the middle school for 3 years, and then came back 29 years ago to do this. And I've also been a Parker parent for a collective 48 years. My three kids go through Parker, two of them 16-year lifers. So I guess that's 47 years. All of them doing really well, thanks in large part to what they learned at Parker. So it's been a dream come true.
I also have two kids at Parker. One just finished. She's a freshman in college now. And I have a sophomore. My son is a sophomore here at Parker.
Wonderful. So you guys both have the administrator hats,
mm-hmm.
teacher hats, bus driver hats,
and parent hats.
And parent hats. So let's just dive right into sort of our 30,000 foot view of Parker. In your opinion, what makes Parker's lower school unique?
That's a great question, one that we actually have wrestled with several times, including during strategic planning. But I truly believe that it's the atmosphere here that anybody can sense when they walk in the front door. Something that we promote. We want the kids, the parents, visitors to the school to feel warm and welcome when they come to Parker. We firmly believe that that kind of atmosphere leads to much deeper learning and understanding. It helps the kids forge better social interactions and relationships, many of which last throughout their lives.
A lot of people comment on that when they visit the school for the first time. They walk around and they're getting a tour, and they're trying to figure out what it is. What is it that it feels almost like a warm hug, and that everybody is really feeling part of a community, and the kids are happy, and it's a really joyful place.
The schedule is something when I started here that I thought was kind of a fascinating part of the lower school, because I think a lot of times when you think of your elementary school experience, you're with the same teacher all day, every day, with an occasional break somewhere else. But the kids are really actively moving between different classes here. So can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, it is a very busy schedule for sure. We could actually do an entire podcast on the schedule. We try to follow Francis Parker's original vision for education, and that is that students learn by doing things, by getting their hands into different activities, by learning how to deal with one another through difficult circumstances, as well as achieving certain outcomes. And so we have developed a schedule that embraces not only the regular classroom time, the core subjects, but so many other what we call special classes, where teachers specialize in certain things such as art and science and library and drama.
One of the things that I love about our schedule is that even our youngest students are going to special classes, and they have exposure to Spanish, and they go to music and movement and drama, and that continues throughout their whole time at Parker. And the kids have an opportunity to explore different parts of academics and music and arts all the way through, and they, you know, learn about themselves in different ways.
Mm-hmm. We see that manifest itself in our students beyond the lower school. Mm-hmm. So these kids have been exposed to so many different things. The result is they become very interesting people, and they themselves are interested in so many different areas.
It's a really nice balance for students to feel like they need to have all those parts satisfied, because as they move into high school and they have even 6 through 12, they have an opportunity to play guitar like my daughter did. And now in college, she's looking for those opportunities as well, because she feels like that's her balance.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm visiting the lower school, one thing I'm always impressed with is how students use technology to collaborate, to stay organized, and present their ideas. Could you talk a little bit about the lower school's approach to using technology?
So it's been interesting for us with technology. It was this big, mysterious thing for a long time, and we tried a number of different ways to introduce it into the school. Eventually did, and I think we found a real sweet spot. But the interesting thing about technology is we always hoped it would fade into the background, that it was, in fact, a tool that we would use to leverage better learning. And I think that's happening now for us. We've introduced wonderful computers for the teachers. All of them are very competent in their use of the computers now. Many of them use more advanced applications with their students. Projectors, doc cams have even sort of faded out as they become more competent with laptops and projectors. The students have also sort of de-emphasized technology. They're using it more, but they've de-emphasized it, if that makes sense. That it is just sort of ubiquitous. And because it is, the kids are expecting technology to be part of their learning experience. And so it's not such a big deal like it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago.
A couple of times I've been in a classroom where I feel like students do a lot of presentations here. Yeah. They're used to getting up in front of the class, and we use Google Suite at Parker. And I thought it was fascinating how in the elementary school age, they were already learning how to collaborate in Google Suite. Mm-hmm. Are there any projects like that you can kind of talk about the process a little bit of how they utilize technology as a tool?
Sure. So the first grade right now, they're creating book reviews for their classmates. So they read a book with a partner, and their job is to try to sell the book and do a review of the book for their classroom. But they do it with a green screen behind them, and they videotape them with this grand introduction, and then they get to pick their background, and it's like a little teaser. But that's in first grade. They have a 2-to-1 ratio for iPads there, and they're filming, and you can see kids filming all kinds of projects in the courtyard, in the classrooms, and then they share those with their classes.
So at Parker, we talk a lot about the skills students will need to take with them into middle and high school and college and beyond. In your opinions, what are some of the 21st century skills you think are important, and how does Parker prepare its lower school students for the next stages of adolescence?
Well, one of the things we noticed was that we were very didactic several years ago. We were telling the kids what they needed to know, and then measuring how well they heard what we said. And they did well. But part of that revelation I talked about before was that we realized they could go so far beyond that, and that, frankly, we weren't going to be with them throughout their lives telling them what they needed to know. And they had to be able to think for themselves. So one of the first things we did, and I was amazed that we got universal support on this, was ditch grades, letter grades, at the elementary level. As soon as we did that, it really opened the gates to the students to persevere, to learn how to take risks with greater frequency. They weren't worried about that grade hovering over their heads, like the sword of Damocles or something. And it had been before. They were very interested in, how did I do? What did I get? Their parents were equally concerned about those grades. And the focus was wrong. And we realized that they were working for us and not for themselves at that point. So I would say, with respect to 21st century skills, probably the most important thing is that these kids learn how to think for themselves. They learn how to become more independent and take care of themselves for a variety of reasons. For academic reasons, certainly as they move through school, but also for their social emotional health. If they can face difficulties and failures and overcome them, stand up and try again, it's going to have a profound effect on their entire life.
I think that by removing grades, it really took the lid or the cap off of learning, because instead of that learning ending with that grade, it was what can you do better? And so the kids have shifted their thinking in terms of doing a project. They would finish a project and they would reflect with the classroom. But then they might think, well, what would I do differently? Or I want to try that next time. So they were much more willing, like Bob said, to take risks.
So last is my favorite part of lower school curriculum, and that is the incredible work that both of you have done around character education. It's such a major part of the lower school's culture. Can you talk a little bit about what character building looks like inside and outside of the classroom?
Sure. So what we've done is we've taken Strive, which is has been adopted JK-12 as a school, as our sort of guide, and that's what we hope that all of our students will embody by the time they leave Parker. So with a small group of teachers and Kevin Dunn and Kristen Tetro-Harrison, we all met to talk about what does that look like in the lower school classroom? How can we be intentional about how we're teaching character education? So we took some of those basic SEL competency skills, social emotional learning competency skills, like social awareness, relationship skills, self-management, and decision making, to come up with specific entry points in different bands of grades. So JK-1 has some to focus on 2, 3, and 4, 5, understanding that by the end of fifth grade, they would have had exposure to all of them. Bob and I meet with the students every class about 8 times this year in something called TLC, where we incorporate that into their library time, where we meet them to talk through a book, through where we're talking about specific character education skills, relationship skills, things that come up for kids all the time. You know, how do you deal with a friend who's not being kind, those kinds of things. And these are great opportunities for us to be face-to-face with them and really dial in and be intentional about how we're teaching those skills. At the same time, teachers in the teams and in special classes have looked at their year-long curriculum to identify places where they can naturally integrate some of these terms to help the kids understand what they mean. And that happened in the very beginning of the year. Some of the kids, we were having a character education talk in the library, Bob and I did, and we said, what is a growth mindset? And we have first graders, you know, coming out and being able to tell us about that because they're learning about that in the classroom as well. That's been really successful.
We try to promote also respect. So we of course expect respect as individuals, but we want our teachers to treat parents, students, everybody with respect. It is an expectation for everybody here, and we help people see that though we may have difficulties from time to time, which is just a natural part of life, we can work things out together, and we feel like modeling that is a great way for the kids to see also how adults relate to one another and to them, certainly, but also how we problem solve and how we work through things so that we can all achieve what we need to achieve.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today. And we look forward to chatting with you again soon in the new year, probably.
Thank you.